Does anybody have a $20 bill? Anybody have a $20 bill? Sure, I'll take it. If you're willing to give it. Here, bring the offering plates up. No, just kidding. Oh, there you go. What is the value of this? What happens if I go somewhere else in the world, if I get even their currency, its value will essentially be $20, right? How about if, I'm not going to do it, so you don't have to worry, but what if I wad this up? What's going to be its value? How about if I stomp on it? What's going to be its value? How about if I take a marker, even a permanent marker, and mark on this $20 bill, our treasure's going, no. What's the value going to be? If I take this $20 bill and I tear it, what is its value going to be? $20. Thank you, sir. Do you hear where I'm going with this? Do you hear it all, what I'm trying to say here today? We, our kids, were created in God's image. You might have been torn up because someone abused you at some point in your life. You might have been, well, even if you were torn up, what is your redemptive value? You are a child of God, with God's value upon your life. You might have been stomped on because someone told you that you weren't worth anything. What is your value? Priceless. Why? Because you are a... You might have been torn up because of sin in your life. But tell me, what is your redemptive value? Why? Because you are a child of God. Do you understand that? It does not change our redemptive value because you are a child of God. You were created in God's image. Amen? You were created in God's image. You are... Come on now. Stick with me. You are... You carry God's value with you no matter where you go. No matter where you go, you are priceless. Our kids are God's kids. They carry God's values. And as their surrogate parents, we need to give them God esteem. Amen? We need to pronounce over them God's identity for their life. Moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, it is so important that we hear this and we see this, especially in this community, which we are responsible for, that we pronounce God's value over the children's lives and over the youth's lives that are in this church. As parents, you're going to come into situations in your life where you can't see things the way God sees them. In the heat of the moment, it's easy to lose the overall vision of a kid's life, isn't it, parents? This side of the church is with me. What about this side? We need a church community to help us stay the course and remind us of the vision that is in the life of our children. There are going to be times, parents, when you're in the middle of it and you can't see that vision and you can't see the way God sees things. Guess what we're for, church family? We're to be there for them. We're to remind the parents and the kids of their value, God's value. We are what? Priceless. You know what my mom and dad did? They kept us involved in church. And it's amazing to me that, I'm sure there were times, but overall, I never thought church was boring. Mom and dad, as teachers, they did a good, somehow they made us think it was so exciting to be there, you know? And I'm sure it was, but as a kid, sometimes you question that. But even so, I mean, it just seemed like they were always thinking that it was exciting. But it's so amazing because people kept pronouncing God's value, God's esteem on my life. I would hear people tell mom and dad, that son of yours is going to do incredible things with his life someday. Do you know what that meant to me when I eavesdropped on those situations? Oh, man, it shaped who I am today. And whenever I got older, you see, whenever I'd do a special in church, I didn't realize it then, but, I would kind of preach a mini sermon before I sang. Preachers hated me. No. But I would get done singing, and even before I thought about being a preacher, and the people in the church would say, Eric, you are going to be an awesome preacher someday.